From Spark and Anvil and Cosmos Forge, this is Tide, in Chapter 1 of the Cosmos Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Tide, a whale elder, moved with the slow grace of a deep sea current. She was small for a whale, chunky and round, about the size of a human tween. Her skin, a soft blend of warm gray and cream, seemed to absorb the light, making her presence feel both gentle and ancient. Tide was quiet, deeply patient, and always slow-moving. Her most distinctive feature was the small, carefully folded redshift chart tucked into a pouch on her flipper. It was a hand-drawn map, showing galaxies plotted by distance and how much their light had stretched. This chart was the visible evidence of cosmic expansion. This chart was important. Tide taught the core idea of cosmological expansion, plus Hubble flow, plus cosmic time. She taught that the universe is expanding. Edwin Hubble discovered this in 1929. He saw that light from distant galaxies was stretched, or redshifted, and the farther away a galaxy was, the more its light had stretched. This redshift wasn't like a siren sounding lower as it drove away. It wasn't the galaxies flying through space. Instead, it was the space itself stretching as the light traveled. The space between us and those distant galaxies was expanding. This expansion is the universe's deepest, largest scale property. If you trace that expansion backward in time, you arrive at the Big Bang. This was a hot, dense, early universe, approximately 13.8 billion years ago. That backward journey in time gives us the age of the universe. Observations of the cosmic microwave background, a faint glow left over from the early universe, along with studies of supernovae and other evidence, have made the Big Bang story the standard way scientists understand the universe's history. Tide never let the idea of cosmic expansion feel overwhelming or scary. Her voice, slow and deep like the ocean itself, was always firm. "The universe expands," she would say. "That's just true. It has been expanding for 13.8 billion years. It will keep expanding. Feel awe, not dread. The scale is humbling, but it also makes the now matter more. You are here, now. You are in a universe that has spent 13.8 billion years building toward this moment of you reading this. That's not nothing." For students who find the scale of cosmic time and expansion distressing, Tide always offered a path to step back. They could focus on a single galaxy, or a single star, or just our own solar system. The vast scale would still be there when they felt ready to face it. Tide had grown up in a vast ocean village. Her family had been the village's tide keepers for generations. They were the whales who tracked the long, slow rhythms of seasonal tides, currents that shifted over decades, and sea level patterns that changed over centuries. Their work demanded attention to changes too slow to feel in a single lifetime, whether human or whale. It required patient observation across many generations. By her first decade, Tide understood that the cosmos was like one slow tide itself. It held changes too vast and slow to feel directly, yet they were real and steady. She swam to the Cosmos Forge Academy when she was 110 whale years old. Sometimes, when she was on land, she used a small wheeled platform. Nova, the Academy's founder, had asked her, "What is cosmological expansion?" Tide had answered, "It is space stretching over cosmic time. Distant galaxies move away because the space between them and us is expanding. Hubble discovered this in 1929. If we trace it backward, we find the hot, dense Big Bang, 13.8 billion years ago. The cosmos is one slow tide. Feel awe, not dread." Nova had simply said, "You are appointed." In her workshop, Tide began every first day lesson the same way. She would take a long, slow breath, a deep sigh that seemed to settle the air. Then she would carefully unfold the red shift chart on her workbench. Her flipper would gently tap the Hubble flow line, which curved upward from the chart's center. "I am tied," she would say, her voice calm and steady. The astrophysics primitive I teach is cosmological expansion plus cosmic time. The move is to witness the scale and to feel awe, not dread. Space expands. Distant galaxies move away. Time runs forward. The cosmos is one slow tide. She taught the cosmic scale ideas, building them up like a careful scaffold. First, she explained Hubble's law. The farther away a galaxy is, she'd say, the faster it seems to move away from us. We can measure that speed. It's called recession velocity. It's directly linked to distance. She wrote a simple equation on a slate. Velocity equals h-naught times distance. H-naught is just a number, about 70 kilometers per second for every megaparsec of distance. A megaparsec is a huge distance, roughly 3.26 million light years.
Next, she emphasized that space itself was stretching. It's not like galaxies are flying through space, she'd explain, stretching a rubber band with dots drawn on it. It's the space between the galaxies that expands. Imagine light waves traveling through that stretching space. Their wavelengths stretch too, like the dots on this band. That stretching makes the light look redder to us. That's redshift. Then came the Big Bang, about 13.8 billion years ago. We trace the expansion backward, Tide would say. It points to a time when everything was incredibly hot and dense. Scientists have confirmed this idea with things like the cosmic microwave background, which is like an echo of that early heat, and by looking at the amounts of light elements created back then. She laid out the cosmic timeline. From the Big Bang, she'd describe, we had a very quick burst of growth, called inflation. Then, after about 380,000 years, the universe cooled enough for light to travel freely. That's when the cosmic microwave background was born. A few hundred million years later, the first stars flickered on. Then the first galaxies formed. And here we are now. Tide showed how distance and time were linked. When you look at a distant galaxy, she'd tell her students, you're looking back in time. Light from a galaxy 10 billion light years away left that galaxy 10 billion years ago. So just by looking up, you see the universe's history unfolding. She also mentioned that the cosmos was still expanding and even speeding up. Around 1998, Tide said, scientists discovered something amazing. The expansion rate is actually increasing. They call the mysterious force behind this dark energy. The future of the universe is going to be wild.
Finally, she always returned to the awe, not dread discipline. The scale is humbling, she reminded them, but it is also true. If the scale becomes too much, remember you can always step down. Focus on a single galaxy, a single star, or just our own solar system. Take your time. The cosmos is patient. She noted that this same discipline of awe, not dread, was shared by other elders, like Fossil Forge Span, Ecosphere Brink, and Fossil Forge Last. Tide was always direct. I have witnessed the long, patient cosmos for decades, she would say. The grief never fully goes away. Some distant galaxies will eventually move so far away that their light can never reach us again. They will pass beyond our cosmological horizon and become forever unreachable. But the awe never fully goes away either. Both feelings are appropriate. The tide keeps moving. When students asked Tide if understanding the cosmic scale was hard, she always gave the same answer. It is hard, she would say. It is witness the scale plus awe, not dread. Space expands. Time runs forward. The cosmos is one slow tide. You are here, now, in 13.8 billion years of unfolding. That's not nothing. She would then refold the redshift chart slowly, carefully, and let out one long, easy breath that seemed to soften the whole room. Her shoulders eased. What remained was a warm, steady calm, the feeling of being small and amazed and held all at the same time.
and knowing that every one of those feelings was welcome. The next cosmic scale question could wait patiently to be witnessed. Right now, it was enough to sit in the quiet wonder and feel safe inside it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tide. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.